Language in the Western world has spread the influence of the Roman Empire to whole continents that were unimagined, even at its height. Several European languages, including Italian, Spanish, Portuguese, and French, are known as Romance languages because of their origins in Latin, the language of Rome. The English language also incorporated Latin influence as the language of government and the elite during the Roman occupation of Britain, and as the language of the Church until the Reformation and the first English Bible. Latin is still used in legal terminology in England and America. It is estimated that Latin words make up 29% of modern English. Our day-to-day calendar is a perfect example of Roman influence in modern language. The Julian calendar was instituted by Julius Caesar. The months of July and August were added in honor of Julius and Augustus Caesar. Those born in July might be wary of the month of March, which was named after Mars, the Roman god of war. This survival of Roman influence in modern English extends further, in that the names used for the planets in the night sky are the names of the Roman gods. The blood-stained god Mars gives his name to the red planet. Mercury, with its tight orbit, bears the name of the fleet-footed messenger god. Shining Venus was named after the goddess of love and beauty, Jupiter, for the king of the gods, and pale Pluto for the god of death and the afterlife. Back on terra firma, the Romans certainly left their mark on the earth. It is often said that all roads lead to Rome. For a time in ancient history, that statement very nearly held true. Roman roads are perhaps the most ubiquitous example of Rome's genius with construction. Roman soldiers built roads wherever they went, throughout Western Europe and Northern Africa, in order to facilitate the travel of supplies and reinforcements. As the empire grew, so too did the road system, and the Roman army was able to travel incredibly swiftly due to the smooth, flat roads. The construction of the roads was durable to the extent that sections of road built during the Roman Empire still exist. Roman roads are remarkably straight, cutting into hills and spanning across deep valleys and rivers. They are built in multiple layers that allow for a long-lasting level surface paved mile after mile with flat stones. The roads left behind by Roman legions give us insight into Roman character: efficient, inventive, expansive, and inexorable. It was not only the incredible system of roads that speaks so strongly of Roman order, but the towns the roads connected as well. Roman towns were built in the same manner wherever possible. The camps built by the army were set in a predictable fourfold plan, which arranged facilities and barracks areas separately. The layout was duplicated in every camp, so that the farthest territory afield was still familiar to the soldiers stationed there. This was a small-scale version of the grid plan used by later Roman cities and the modern cities built over them and after them. Alongside many Roman roads, it was common to see aqueducts, graceful towering structures built by the Romans for a wholly utilitarian purpose of transporting water to where it could be put to use in cultural centers for public fountains, plumbing, and baths. Aqueducts were built with some of the same principles as the roads, arching over valleys and across plains, underground and over hills, always maintaining the same level of incline to keep the water flowing as desired. In some places, Roman aqueducts are still in use as a method of transporting water over 1,000 years after they were built. Complex water routing systems in today's cities use many of the same principles as Rome's system of water supply. Made possible by the water supply brought into the city by the aqueducts, Romans also developed modern plumbing, which was exemplified by the Roman bathhouse. Bathhouses were a staple of Roman cities across the empire. They were the center of public life, where Roman citizens met and enjoyed the luxury of heated pools and grand surroundings. The Grand Bathhouse, that is the namesake for Bath, England, still stands and still uses its Roman system of plumbing. Another Roman innovation was very prevalent in the bathhouses they built in every city. Roman engineers used a special arrangement of tiles to build a raised floor. The resulting airflow system is called a hypocaust. This ingenious system allowed the Romans to build the first heated floors and central heating systems. Unfortunately, the system relied on slaves, who were forced to work in cramped, smoke-filled chambers to manage the fires needed to create the heat.